Well, we're back again for the third segment of today's program, today's Horseman's Corner. I'm Howard Hale, host of the show, and let's continue this interesting conversation about horses and horsemanship with Tom Curtin. Now, is it tougher to get through the horses or to the people?
Oh, it's easy to change these horses. You can change a horse in a matter of minutes right in front of your eyes. I'm not so sure we're going to ever be able to change some of these folks.
One of the things that I see sometimes, Tom, that kind of disturbs me is sometimes folks think, or maybe they misunderstand, that some of the clinicians are giving them a cookie-cutter approach. You do 1, 2, and 3, and you're going to get X, Y, and Z, and that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, no, and you know, I'm not speaking any one way or another, you know, but a lot of this stuff has been taught where it's real fitting for the human, but we still find the horses in trouble. What Ray taught and what I'm trying to teach and stuff, it's real. It's what I haven't found a horse yet it don't work on. It's not a, what we're teaching isn't really what you would speak of as like a Hollywood act or a phoniness to it, or just a game to us. It's how one living thing presents itself to another is what it's about. So to me, you can kid yourself and you can kid the rest of the world, but your bottom line is you'll never kid these horses. You can't pull the wool over these horses' eyes. I mean, they know deep down inside. You know, you might not even know, but they know.
You know, we talk a lot about desensitizing the horse, and sometimes maybe we're creating a dullness, or maybe they get to a situation where they're spaced out, they're maybe doing what you want, but they're not paying any attention to you in reality. Their feet are moving, but their mind's not there.
Yes, sir. I would never want to desensitize my horses. I don't believe in desensitizing my horse. Matter of fact, I work very hard at creating more sensitive horses than unsensitive. I want that horse so sensitive that he can just sort of read my mind of what I'm doing. I want that horse very tuned in and very, very sensitive to what's going on around him.
Yeah, you can, in other words, what you do, I've heard maybe there's a difference between familiarize and desensitizing. Is that one way of putting it?
Yes, sir. The thing that I want to do with these horses, Howard, is I want to teach that horse that he has no doubt in his mind that I have the ability to keep him out of trouble. We're in whatever we're doing, we're in this together. And that I have the ability to help him feel good about himself and keep him out of trouble. I'm not interested in getting him where he's numb to things, because there's no way you can desensitize a horse to everything that he's going to encounter every moment of the rest of his life. It just don't work like that. That's not how these animals live life. You can't. You can get these horses numb, and like you say, they just go through the motions. They're just numb to things. I see a lot of people, they'll take a flag and they'll just flog these horses till they have nothing left of them. And the ones that accept it, they're great. And the ones that don't, they're rogues and crazy. And they just keep flogging them till there's nothing left of these horses mentally. And they just have no choice but to accept it. And they never get to feel good about things. It was never their idea to be that way. And they don't feel good. They just go through the motions. What I speak of is kind of loyal soldiers. They just do what they're told and accept it.
Well, and if you've got a horse out on the trail, you're going on a trail ride, you darn sure want one that's sensitive and aware of what's going on around him, don't you?
I do. The next person may not want that. They may just want to ride along there and just visit with the person behind them or in front of them, but I just soon have a horse that's very, very aware of what's going on. And of course, especially when it comes to handling livestock and doing different jobs and stuff, it really, really becomes important. But even on a trail ride, I'd like a horse very aware of his surroundings. But I'd like him to have no doubt in his mind that I have the ability keep him out of trouble, that he don't have to feel bothered about anything.
Yeah, for you sure don't want one just walking off a cliff with you. He's if there's a problem there and you don't happen to see it, it's good if he sees it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they're so much more sensitive, and they're 20 times more sensitive than the human, and are way ahead of what we're aware of for our surroundings.
You know, when it comes to, you also do some work with some stockmanship, don't you?
Yes, sir. We do a lot of that.
And what do you find in there when you're working with the cattle? How do you get people tuned? You got to be tuned into the cattle just like you got to be tuned into the horse, don't you?
Actually, Howard, even more so, because when you start working with these cattle, you don't have that advantage of that round pen where you can make that horse kind of do what you want him to do, or you don't have that advantage of that lead rope or them bridle reins. Everything you're doing is strictly off of feel, timing, and balance on them cattle.
And are people pretty accepting of what you're trying to teach them when it comes to better stockmanship, Tom?
It has become a lot better in the last 5 to 10 years than what it used to be, by all means, and it's going to get a lot better in the next coming 5 years due to being consumer driven. Howard, people want to know how their animals are handled. They want to know, and when I say people want to know that, I'm speaking of our consumers and stuff, the end product of this situation. Those people want to know how things are being handled and how things are being done. And I think it's very important, and better understanding these animals, all that's going to do is make that so much easier all the way through the process.
And it makes it more profitable if that animal handles easily, I would think.
The profit, we could get off into a whole nother interview on the profit of this thing. It's unbelievable, the difference in the profit.
Yeah.
We're talking hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
Yeah, because you don't wind up then with cattle that are bruised. You don't. There's a lot of things you don't wind up with, what are some of the things that you're working with the folks on the cattle handling? How do you go through that process?
It's just basically better understanding, and probably the most valuable thing on your cattle is understanding your position of where you need those things to go, and what things that you can do to keep them cattle feeling good about themselves, and things maybe that you shouldn't do so those cattle don't get the feeling where they have to protect themselves so much. And it's been really, really interesting for me to tie these two deals together with these horses and these cattle, because Tom always talked about how important straightness was in our horses. Tom and Ray did. And a gentleman, and I didn't get to know Bud. I was very, I regret it terribly that I never got to meet and spend any time with Bud Williams, but from the footage that I've watched of him and being around Miss Eunice, his wife, she's still alive, and the stories she tells and her daughter and son-in-law and the things they talk about, Bud could do with a cow what Ray or Tom could maybe do with a horse. And Bud was so adamant about straightness in these cattle. And what really put it all together for me, Howard, is when we were working for Buster always talked about keep that horse straight, go straight, stop straight, back straight, turn, go straight, stop straight, back straight. And this straightness that you built in these horses to better understand how to handle these cattle, what this straightness does is promotes a sureness. When something gets straight, they get sure about things. When something gets sure about things, they get straight. One feeds the other. And when I started putting those two things together, this has been 30-some-odd years ago that Buster was helping us with this stuff, it's unbelievable what this has done. And then the more research that I do with just the cattle, how much better that makes them feel, this straightness. It's all tied together.
Tom, let's take our last break of the day, but you folks stay right along with us because I'm going to have a lot more interesting information from this conversation with horseman and stockman Tom Curtin. You're listening to the Horseman's Corner.
Hey everyone, this is Brian Hale. If you've heard this program before, you know I have been offering website help for many years. In fact, we've been in the business for over 20, and we'd love to help you for anything website related, even if you just need some advice. It's free. Email support@halemultimedia.com or call 940-224-6315. Portfolio, pricing, and contacts all on halemultimedia.com.